Hi, everybody. Well, tonight we have a wonderful program, and I thought they're all wonderful. So here we go. Let's do a clearing, and I'll give the day's date here. And since we live in time, here's the time and the date stamp. So here we go. Our time, East Coast, is about 10 o'clock, and West Coast is about 7. And our day is September 13th in the year of 2014. So let's begin here. So if you have any situations, concerns, or anything, we'll be going to the lightship later, probably about a half an hour or so. If you have any concerns of situations, we'll release them. So just think of that one particular thing that harmed you, we'll say, and we'll release it. So here we go. One. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And we'll do it again for you. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. So hopefully you're doing great. And let's start off now with light beam activation. So again, bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. We're going to energize that. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So see if our co-host is here. So are you around and out there, Ann, anywhere?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, listeners. Yes, it's Saturday night on the Lightship tonight. This is the Ron Amatron Healing Show. And if you're a new listener, Ron has a website, creationlightship.com, where you can find out lots more information. You can try out some free healings and really have a great time on that website. If you have any questions this evening, in addition to the fast chat, I have the email opened. That is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So feel free to send in any questions or comments. And we do have some emails, Ron. Shall we just get going into those and to the questions?
Sounds great.
Okay. Here's one. I'm really interested in hearing the answer to this. Dear Ron, I still receive some emails I signed up for years ago from different organizations, some of them New Age healers, and I just delete them. I never read them, but am I hooked up to those people by still being on their lists, and should I go in there and take my name off?
I would say you probably would like to do that, you know, get the name off. It's still coming to you, so they're still maybe, they may not be thinking of you, but it is in, you know, maybe some type of database. So you may want to just get out of the database. But let's do a clearing for that, just see what happens. So if that's happening to you, one of the listeners out there, let's first take away how it would feel if you just did, like, you know, maybe put it in your trash can or did a delete or something. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Now we'll do it as if you did the other part of that, which would be just getting it off completely so you don't ever receive anything. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so let's see if there's any changes that you can notice, and we'll find out from the people listening how they're responding to this clearing. So I guess back to you.
Okay, that's terrific, Ron. Thank you so much. Okay. Oh, we have a request already in the email for a room for us to visit tonight on the Lightship, Ron. Is it all right if we accept requests from people which rooms they'd like to go to later?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great,
that's
okay.
Perfect. Fine, yes.
So we have one already, and we'll collect those. And if you're unfamiliar, if this is your first show, later in the show, probably around half hour or quarter of, will go to Creation Lightship, and everyone can choose one physical healing to request be healed while we're on the Lightship. And it's a wonderful experience. So everyone who listens to these shows all the time really looks forward to Saturday night. So we're happy you're all here. Okay, another email, Ron. We'll move on. I wonder, Ron, if you could tell me what to make of this. I went to see a friend who was visiting at the house of a shaman. While I was there, I felt taken out of time and suddenly felt like I was going to cry. What happened to me there?
Hmm. Well, you if you started to cry, well, first of all, you know, you could have been extracted on a timeline, and saw what was going on that timeline. That could be one answer. The other one is, remember, when you're taken out of time, as the aliens are stopping time and you're being removed and taken somewhere else, and then you live your life there without even realizing what's going on. So chances are you had that bleed through, but you didn't really see it, but your body didn't feel good. So let's just, you know, assume that. The other thing, maybe by going to this person's location, all of a sudden you realize that maybe something's going on and you may not like what's going on. You know, maybe you're having a deja vu or something, and you go, yikes, you know, this is not good for me, so I may not wish to be here any longer. So that could be also part of what's going on. So it just could be you understanding what's happening, you know, on one hand, and then the other one is maybe you were, you know, abducted onto a timeline by being in their presence. And another thing, kind of going a little sideways, is, you know, if you see that person a lot, maybe not, but we'll just look at it differently. If you see them a lot, then maybe they're your handler. So you need to look at that also. But crying means that you did have a physical reaction. Your body did. You may not know what's going on mentally, but your body did have that reaction, and that's not good. Well, back to you, Ann.
So it would be a good idea to stay away from that place, right?
I would say so, yeah, because your body's telling you something. Always listen to your body. And your body's going through all this stuff. That's why I say it's so important to do healings on your body, you know? Very, very important. Because it's been through a lot, more than you would even understand or comprehend.
Okay, terrific, Ron. I hope that's helpful to that listener. And sort of on that, the subject of the body, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, you did a wonderful healing for us on a radio show where you put braces around us. Do you remember that, Ron? You put, I think it was our leg you did braces, and it was a very nice healing. And a listener wrote in and said that she as a person, doesn't always feel things or see things in the energetic level, but she really felt that very strongly. And some of it was she got a little bit of a headache for a while, and then she felt like there was something ET around her. So can you speak to that a little, Ron? Because I know we've heard from people before that sometimes when something is being cleared, you might feel nauseous or have a headache. So can you talk about what's going on there?
Well, yeah, people sometimes, you know, will have a reaction because they're getting the energy released. And so when you get the energy released, your body can calm down and have that relief of what was, you know, going on with it. And sometimes you could feel, you know, it might even be like a loss because you may have had it for so long. Instead of going, well, this is great, maybe you're feeling a loss. And maybe there's entities attached to you and they felt the loss because they got released from you where all that pain was or something. And now you're wondering why you're crying and or why, you know, there's something wrong, but you feel better. And maybe the wrongness would be like, you know, uh-oh, the entities are saying, I wanted to live there, and now I'm leaving. And you may actually have that physical condition of feeling their loss because they were connected to you. So.
Right. That's very interesting, Ron. Well, and your life changes, so of course your body's going to change a little when you do the healings.
Yes, it will. Uh-huh.
And if ETs were controlling us or had some kind of hold on us, and then you're having that removed by Creation Light Chip, yeah, you might have a reaction. I can see that.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. A listener wrote in and has two questions about the alien attack clearing, which is a wonderful clearing. And they said that they always feel they have to do the alien planet courting disconnection. And is there ever any end to that?
Unfortunately, they're still here. So if they weren't here, there would be a definite end. If they were not here in our presence. So that's the problem, is that, you know, it's kind of an ongoing situation, and it's not good. So, yeah, is it, you have to keep doing it, you know, maybe you're getting tired of doing it, but you feel the relief. That's where we live.
Well, I think I've noticed sometimes when you clear something, it's gone. But sometimes whatever it was wants to just come back and hook up to you again.
Yeah, so there's no real guarantee that they'll be out completely. But if you do enough timeline crashes, then possibly they may not want you any longer. You know, maybe they lost a lot of money on you. You know, stand it another way, you know, very possibly they bought control of your timeline. Let's say they bought it for, you get switched out every 10 minutes. Maybe they bought an hour's worth, you know? So, you know, that's a lot of timeline. That's six different major connections to you, you know, for that hour of time. And maybe they spent a lot of money because they saw you with the problem. And that was where they were getting energy from, that particular problem. And maybe that's all they knew about. Well, we only deal with people who, you know, have, you know, a scut knee, you know. And, oh, that person has one, so we're going to buy that timeline, and we know how to deal with that energy. And that's what our specialty is. And now you start doing timelines, and they may go, uh-oh, this person's getting off of our timeline, and we just lost money, in a sense, right? Because they are doing something to get you. And so we'll just assume they're using money, alien money. And all of a sudden, they go, man, we lost out on this person, you know. We're in debt. So they'll say, we're not going to touch them any longer because they have a tool that they are using, and we don't want to get, you know, in the arrears by owing the aliens too much, you know. So you could look at it that way. So, back to you.
Okay, and the second part of the person's question is, one of the options on this healing, there are a lot, I think there are eight or nine anyway, is alien mind hypnosis. And I've never felt drawn to doing that. But today, as I started the healing, I thought, I wonder if I need this, but don't know it. Can you talk a little bit about that option, Ron, the alien mind hypnosis? Should we all do it because we might all have alien mind hypnosis?
Well, the first thing should be very obvious, that you're using your mind to evaluate a situation that they're in control of. And so, of course, they're not going to want you to do something. They'll have you look at the words and they won't make any sense to you, and you're going to say, oh, I don't think I have that one. Well, they don't want you to have it. So whenever you're using your mind to evaluate something that's going on, you know, it's not going to work. It's like somebody trying to use their emotional body or feeling body to validate something going on emotionally or you know, in the feeling body energy. If those bodies are corrupted, how are you going to use it to analyze anything? It doesn't work. It can't work. It has to be cleaned up first in order for you to have a brand new perspective on what you're dealing with or checking out. So anything with the mind, you need to get that off of you. And of course they don't want you to have it. You know, why would they? You know, you're going to be disconnecting yourself from their stream of consciousness that's connected to you. So back to you.
So the next time we, any of us, go do the alien attack, should we run that alien mind hypnosis if we haven't before?
Well, give it a try and just see how it works out for you.
Okay.
You might be very surprised at the outcome. You know, whatever you think you don't need, that's probably what you need the most.
Wow.
They don't want to get rid of you. They want to hang on to you. So of course they're not going to give you the right information. You're using your mind, which they created, and they're going to say, "Uh-oh, this person's doing clearings. I don't want them to disconnect this mind matrix energy or whatever it is. You know, mind hypnosis or mind fog or anything else. They're not going to want you to do that. They'll tell you, oh, you're perfectly fine. You don't need that. Well, that's where they're coming in on you.
Right. Right. Okay. Thank you, Ron. That's so interesting. Okay. We have a question about just, I believe it was Wednesday, you explained and talked a little bit about the mind of the body and how important that is. So a listener has a question. Does the mind of the body clearing help heal the 108 energy bodies as it heals the physical body? Thanks for all you do, this person says.
Okay, can you say that again? Because I got a little lost on it.
Sure. Does the mind of the body help heal the 108 energy bodies as it heals the physical body?
I won't say it'll do all of them, but it does help it, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. So there is a whole life healing called the mind of the body clearing. It's also part of the Body Jumpstart special. And in the Body Jumpstart special, you also get the 108 energy body clearing, and that's really wonderful. Okay, we have a question on the fast chat, kind of similar to what we've been talking about, Ron. Can ETs put barcodes back on us once they've been removed?
Yeah, they can do whatever they choose to.
Right.
So that would be a yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, so they're asking about the spirit barcode. They're also the death barcodes that are on your body. You do want to check every once in a while and make sure they haven't been put back on.
Yes, that is correct.
Someone's asking, I have a question about tears. Where do they come from? And crying.
Don't know.
I would think it's just someone is manipulating your emotional field. You're too emotional, and that triggers them, right?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Okay. And another question. Okay. This listener said his mother told him a curse was put on him when he was a baby. Does he still have this curse? And why would someone put a curse on a baby?
Okay, well, let's look at curses. So that, you know, right away you think that somebody's really working something up there, you know, and doing all this work. Well, a curse could be that woman can look at the person with, you know, if it was a woman, and go, man, that kid is ugly. Okay? And so right away, you got a curse put on you. Okay? Or maybe for some reason, another situation, make it a little more real. You know, all the mothers go into, you know, the babies are born, and maybe there's, just to say, half a dozen young babies, you know, laying in their little beds waiting for the mothers to come or whatever, you know. And, you know, you see that in hospital scenes on TV and stuff once in a while. And you know, the baby is somewhere else. And so the mothers kind of come by, and they look at the kids, and there's one that really stands out good, you know, the way it looks, okay? And the other ones look kind of, you know, maybe, you know, they just look different. Actually, that the child changes as it grows up. But here's this perfect baby specimen, okay, the ideal one, and the way they should all look. And you look at your child, and maybe, you know, it has some red marks on it, and, you know, it doesn't look quite normal. But, you know, it will change as it gets, you know, as it moves on with its, you know, process of aging. But everybody kind of looks at yours and they go, oh, man, you know, what happened here, you know? And now you feel a little bad, and you look at that brand-new-looking other baby that looks perfect, and now you're really angry because this one is this way, and now you give a psychic attack to the baby. So that's what happened. So all that is a curse. As far as somebody knowing that, now, maybe your mother was pregnant and you were going to be born, and they didn't like the mother, and they definitely wanted to cause problems with that child to make the mother suffer. They could do something where they actually put energy into the baby, and now the baby is having situations happening. So that, you know, could happen. And, so that's why we have the curse of sex is spell clearing.
Wow, could we? Could you do a sample, Ron, of maybe removing one curse or something from us?
I guess. Here we go. So, releasing the energy. One, two, three. Oh boy! Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's just see what that does here.
So is something as simple as commenting that someone's a bad driver on the road, is that cursing them?
Yeah, because you're putting energy into that. Yeah, uh-huh.
And so that could affect the person. Wow.
Yeah. That could affect the person, yes.
Okay, so we all need to be very careful what we say.
Yep.
So maybe this listener was talking about a more serious sort of curse, but, you know, saw more intentional, I should say, there, and all of them are serious. But we'll see. Okay, so back to the ETs. Okay, a listener sent us a video of some people in a religion apparently are aware of abductions, just like we are from you. So this is a different religion, though. And they're claiming that they're now not being abducted anymore because they're saying that we use the authority of Jesus, and that protects us, and then that makes the aliens go away. And apparently it's like thousands of people are believing this and doing it. So what do you think is going on there, Ron?
What I would think they're doing, since there's a bunch of them doing it, okay, they're going into an energy pool, and maybe the energy pool is pretty strong and it's releasing or having the aliens not want to attach to that energy pool that people are bringing in around them. So that's what I would say is probably happening. So it's more of a thing that we won't say that they're using Jesus or anybody else. They're just connecting to an energy pool that they're using.
Right. So they're probably hooked up to one ET, but they're being protected from other ETs.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a pecking order. That's probably what it is. And, you know, and the belief that they're not going to be connected to something, you know, the aliens coming to them, very possibly, you know, that energy pool is very strong. So, you know, you could think of people who bend spoons, and that's just one person having a hold on a spoon and bending it. Just think if you had, let's just say you had 1,000 people who could bend spoons get together and to put out their energy. That'd be a pretty strong mental force to combat with, you know.
Right. It is interesting, though, too, Ron, the part that they're acknowledging that they are all seeing that they're being abducted. So I think more and more people are becoming aware of that, don't you?
I would say so, yeah. It sounds like they do know about the abduction process, and that's why they're trying to combat it, yes.
Right, right. And they're not learning it about it from you because they're still hooking into light of the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to share with everybody, someone has an issue with an animal they wrote in about, and I just wanted to share with everyone, in case you hadn't heard the Monday, September 13th show, September 8th was last Monday, Ron did really talked a lot about animals and pets, and he did a wonderful healing for them, which you can listen to that show anytime, and that healing will work for your pet. Ron gave that as a forever healing. So if you're having, you know, any issues with a pet, please listen to the archive on that show. That's Monday, September 8th. That was really wonderful of you, Ron. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we'll go back to some emails. Dear Ron, since I have been doing a lot of healings, the working of my brain has changed, and I sometimes feel like I'm losing my memory. Is that something that typically happens when you live more in the moment and more heart-centered?
Well,
or is it something I should worry about?
Yeah, I don't know if you're losing the thoughts that you'd normally be recycling, okay? So as you're in the moment, then you're at peace. So remember, when you're not at peace, then you're recycling all these the monkey-mind thoughts of mass consciousness and the thoughts of your life that you have lived more than likely in this lifetime of all your stuff that's going on. Remember, your fears, your anxieties, and your emotions, we'll just say mainly your fears, are what you're probably really working with. You know, as you start looking at situations that's going on, so you're getting triggered, you know, by your fears. You know, that's why you need to do the emotional clearing first, and then you see how many fears you have after that. You know, are you and really engaged with your fear body? And naturally, if you are, then yeah, you know, you're going to be, you know, just think if you're in a lot of fear, you're going to be afraid to get out of bed. You might be afraid that if you you know, start to eat breakfast, you might bite your tongue. You know, there's all kinds of things that people deal with, you know. Maybe you're afraid to open your front door in the morning because, you know, when you were younger, maybe the paper man was coming and they threw the paper, and you're 4 years of age and you open the door and the paper hits you and knocks you over. You know how the paper boys used to be. Maybe they still are. I don't know if they have them or not, but in the old days they had paper boys. And maybe paper girls, you know, they had a basket that they put on the front of their bike, and they would take the paper and throw it where, you know, the people were. So, you know, maybe you're dealing with that, and you're afraid to open that front door, and you kind of like shake and tremble, or maybe you kind of pause for half a second before you open the door, and you don't know why you're doing that. Maybe it's not even conscious to you. Well, that's a fear. And then what if something happened to you when you walked out the door? That'll trigger back probably when you're 4 years of age now. Now you just compounded your stuff because now it's active in you. So, yeah, you know, and that's what you're thinking about before you open the door. Do I need to watch? Be careful. You know, maybe you tripped walking out the door. There's all different types of things. Maybe there's a spider web over your door. You didn't see it. You open the door up and you walk the spider web and you go and you felt really, at disease, you know, and now you're afraid to walk out the door. You know, maybe you move your hand in front of you. Well, that's because, you know, your body's kind of geared and trained to do that, but it came from the thought first of what happened to you. So that's kind of how I think I would answer that. So, yeah, you just need to get out of that. Now, when you become peaceful, now you're fully aware of your surroundings and your consciousness, but you're not going to be working on the future, because the future is not in the moment. So what's going to happen to you in, or an appointment in 15 minutes, you need to get a day planner to understand that you need to do something. Otherwise, you're going to be at peace. And when you're at peace, you don't have any of that stuff bothering you. That's why we do the mind to heart drop on every show. And, you know, that's what's needed. So hopefully you understand that. And it's what you want to get out of is that situation. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Well, I'm reminded of an email I read on Wednesday that the person had her whole life been trained to repeat things in her mind, to remember them, and that obviously is born of fear. And she did the mind looping clearing, and it stopped. And she now has learned to trust that she'll do what she needs to do or know what she needs to know in the moment.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
May we have a sample of a fear clearing, Ron, in case someone has some fears that are going on for them right now?
I guess a spider web one could probably trigger most people, you know?
Wait, I'm sorry. What could trigger most people?
A spider web.
Spider web, okay.
Talking into a spider web.
Okay.
Because, you know, you have two things. A spider web doesn't feel too good on you. And then there's a spider, you know, on you, or was it in the web when you walked into it, okay? So here we go. Let's release the spider web, and then we'll release the spider. And here we go, everybody. So you may not even know if this happened to you, okay? You know, maybe it happened to you a long time ago, and you don't really recall it. So we'll see how your body feels. Your body knows. Here we go. So releasing the spider web energy. One, two, three. Oh, boy. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And if your body's kind of like shaking or getting goosebumps, you know, or you're used to a quick, like, little chill, you know it's working good. Do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to release that spider. And here we go. Here, I'll get an EBGBs here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, this would be good to see the comments on this one. So hopefully you can send something over. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, yeah, that felt really, really good, Ron. Thank you so much. Okay, I just want to remind everyone that tomorrow is an 8-hour healing call where you can spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you can find out all about that on the website. There are two more Sundays of the 8-hour calls this month. And with that, Ron gave us another healing, which is cultural enslavement. And we did ask for testimonials about that the other day, and we got one in, Ron. And this listener said, I did the cultural enslavement for having to be like a servant to people in my family and feeling like I have to be nice and not say no. I did this actually over a year ago. I bought the whole life clearing and strongly recommend it. It's like having a slavery release, too.
Very good.
Well, that's a great one, isn't it? Because we have so many different family obligations that we adhere to sometimes blindly. And it can even shape our personalities, just like this listener is saying, feeling like they can't say no and they have to do you know, whatever, certain family things. It could happen also in business organizations or even with friends. You know, you can start to take on a role and you can get all of that cleared.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, we'd love to hear if someone, how someone felt about that, how you all felt about that fear release that Ron just did. Someone has a question. Someone said, I had a bad web experience, meaning spider web, not interweb. So glad to get that off me. Thanks, Ron. Another listener said there was a huge one in the trees with an alien head on it. So I guess she's glad you released that. Someone said, I walked into one the other day in the woods. So you really were onto something there with that spider clearing.
Yeah.
Okay, someone has a question on the fast chat. Can looking at photos of dead bodies affect you?
Well, I would guess it would. Oh, Yanni, so yeah. Probably be
wow.
Pretty strong, especially if the dead bodies still have their emotional body. So you're connecting to the energy of the body, even if it's on TV. Okay? Oh, you know, this may sound a little kind of far-fetched, but, you know, in meditation, people tell you to go, you know, here or there, you know? You know, maybe you're in the States here, and they give you meditation where you can astral travel, we'll say, to the pyramids or, you know, the Eiffel Tower or something, right? And you're there instantly. So when you see something on TV, you're instantly, you know, like with dead bodies, you're instantly connected to those bodies. And then is there an emotional body hanging around it? It's going to feel your energy. And then it may go, oh, I got a home. This person's compassionate. I really like them, you know? All of a sudden, now you have that emotional body. So, you know, yeah, all that stuff, you don't have to have it in front of you in real time, live, you know? Like you just stumbled upon something, you know? It can be on anything. I guess we're all lucky that when they make typical movies, you know, and you see somebody get shot or a corpse or something, you know, it's not a real-life person, you know. It's just something that they fabricated to look like it. If it was a real-life person, man, you'd probably really be connected to all that trauma that that body went through. It's going to have that, you know. It's going to have the imprint of everything. It's stored in the cell memory. Is the cell memory dead? Well, maybe, maybe not, you know. So it all depends how long it's been dead. But, yeah, I would say it's not good to, you know, connect with or look at a lot of dead bodies, because you're going to be bringing up in your DNA, you know, if you see somebody, but we'll just say that you happen to be going to maybe a nursing school or something, or you're going to be a doctor and they have the cadaver there, you know, and you're, you got your scalpel out or whatever, they have the body cut up in inch squares, and you're kind of looking at each inch square to see maybe what they have died of, you know. Maybe they had cancer of the lungs or something, and all of a sudden you got the lung in front of you and you're taking it apart looking at it. Well, that's going to connect to you if you ever had a lung condition in your life, in your past lives. And now all of a sudden you're seeing it. Once you see it, it's hard to get rid of. And that's the problem. So, the answer would be, yeah, I would not recommend looking at dead bodies, okay? So, I guess we can go to the light ship. Anything else that we could do or any other questions?
Well, I just wanted to add that you have said in the past, because we see dead bodies all the time if we're watching TV and movies. I mean, maybe not all the time, but it happens enough. And I believe what you've said in the past is if we feel emotional, like if something hooks us, we should timeline crash what's going on there. So I don't know why this person would have looked at pictures of dead bodies exactly, but if it affected him, I mean, he should not do it. But also if it affected him, wouldn't a timeline crash help that?
Yes, that could, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, good.
And find out, you know you're going to be dealing with situations there, and you got to find out which clearing is going to work the best for you. A time like crash will always help, but you may have other concerns with your energetic bodies. So the energetic body, you know, could be contaminated from you seeing all these things or something, you know. You know, just think, you know that post-traumatic stress, okay, where does that come from? How many bodies are being used to hang on to all that information? So anyway, I guess we'll go to the light ship, everybody.
Okay, great, Ron.
And, you know, we'll take maybe four more requests. We already have a couple, I think. So
if
you're, and this only works live on the program here that you're listening to, live. And if you're listening to an archive, then you're going to be having wonderful peace energy. And you can just listen to the words here and feel peace. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. We're going up.
And think of one physical healing, everyone.
Yeah, great. Yes, that is correct. One physical healing. So here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess we'll just start off. What do we have there, Ann?
Our first request was for the cancer cellular release room.
Okay, so we'll go there. And if you have any concerns about cancer, maybe, you know, the sun is pretty stingy these days. So maybe you're kind of concerned with, cancer of the skin, maybe, or something else going on. But here we go, releasing the energies as much as we can here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we'll be in the rooms until we come back here. Okay, next particular room that people like to have?
The deer room, please.
Okay, so here comes the deer. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The gold room.
Okay, gold energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do that one again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do silver also. So here we go, silver energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll increase that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll also do copper. So here we go, copper energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to go into a room that can help maybe heal. Maybe you have a sore throat or something, irritation there in your throat. So let's do and work with that here. So here we go. Maybe down your esophagus. So I'll use the word stronger to help with this healing process here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
Okay, Ron, we have a request, detox with purple gel.
Okay, so that would be the hot tub room. That's really nice. So here we go. We're going into the hot tubs there, and we can adjust the temperature, whatever you want. It's very soothing, and there's gels all around you, and it'll start to take away what it can do. So it's the purple gel. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room here. We're in all these other rooms still. And we'll go into the rooms with the dog and cat. So here we go. You may feel the little feet coming on you. These are the kittens and the little puppies. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there's another dog that showed up. This is a beagle. And so there's three beagles, and you know how beagles do their they're howling, you know, when they find something, right? You remember that, don't you, Ann?
Yes.
You know, so here we go. They're going to be doing their healing. You may actually feel the vibration as they start their process here, singing you a song for healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And we'll go into one final room here. And we'll go into the room with the dolphins. So here's the dolphin energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So we'll come back from the light ship now. Remember, you're completely out of time. You're bilocated. And you should be at complete peace. And now we're going to bring you back into this reality here. And you're going to feel the energies around you kind of connect to you a little bit, or maybe even a whole bunch. It depends where you are with your clearings that you've had. So I would say somebody who's had no clearings is going to feel pretty heavy here because you're activating all your stuff. People who've had clearings may just feel, you know, just a little more density. So, you know, it's compared to a ton of bricks on you. So here we go. Let me back down. I'll count from five to one. So five, four, three, two, and one. Okie doke.
Wow, thank you so much, Ron. It's always fabulous to be able to go to the Creation Lightship. Okay, well, we got an email in, and I really hope that this listener got on the show tonight in time to go to the Lightship. She is a longtime listener, and she writes into us a lot. So I'd like to read this to you, Ron, and maybe we can help her out a little. Dear Ron, okay. I just came home from a funeral celebration dinner musical that had such strong energy that I tried four times to stay inside, and there was no way I could stay there and neutralize that energy enough to survive. I've never come across anything so strong that I just couldn't deal with it.
Hmm. So all the people, the people that were in the room, is that what you're saying, had a lot of energy? Is that what I'm kind of hearing?
Probably. You know, I mean, I don't know if a dead body was there or if a dead body would, you know, even with an emotional body still in it, would have that much power. It's probably the other people. There might have been religious people there or something, she doesn't say.
Yeah, that's a possibility. And then... yeah, it could even go further into the alien agenda, too, with shapeshifters and things. It just feels like it was a very, maybe a real heavy experience. And that could indicate alien intervention during that process. But you don't know what's connected. Maybe the person... was connected to maybe some Stargate or Vortex. I'm going kind of really sci-fi here, okay? So then all of a sudden, all the people there, you know, who probably did the same process with this person, maybe unknowingly that they have done this. Maybe they felt all that sadness, or maybe energies came across from the beyond into the room. So we don't always know what's going on. It's kind of a hard thing to answer because there's so much out there that we don't know about. But we do know about an energy that might feel like it could harm you or maybe just be very, very heavy and dense. So typically that could be the emotional body hopping through people. But it kind of sounded like it was like a joyous thing. So, I just don't know, but whatever it was, the energy that you were perceiving was not compatible to you. So just so that would be what it is, to make it really simple. You may want to look at it later and focus on it and see, since you have a reaction, means that you have an energy possibly with you also, maybe a little deeper, and now you're exposed to it and you may want to get rid of it. it may have slimed you. So anyway, back to you, and we'll see what happens here.
Right, and can I just say something? In the future,
sure.
I would not be going to those types of events if you can avoid them.
Yep, that's true. You know,
I mean, I know I never would go into a church or anything again.
And you know, if there was a dead body there, maybe, you know, I was seeing it more like, you know, after the burial, maybe they have this celebration, you know, or whatever. But you know, when the dead body's there, you know, things can body hop. And, you know, you don't know what's going on. So, and you don't want to pick up that particular, we'll just say, illness from that dead body and bring it to you. So
if she just concentrates on, you know, running some clearings for herself and doing the mind-to-heart drop, she should be able to recover, right?
Yeah, and maybe you want to do timeline crashes on what you experienced during that. Because remember, you may be out on timelines too. You know, everything seems to kind of go back to, you know, the energies of fear and maybe the timelines that you're brought onto because you were at an event or something. And just kind of see, you know, what clearing may work for you. By all means, if you knew the person, you know, at least do, you know, you may want to do the spirit, you know, loved one's release, you know, for the spirit and then the emotional body release so that those are no longer here. Yeah, it can be situations going on that, you know, beyond us even talking about stuff during that process. Maybe it was a death that was maybe done by some type of organization, okay, and they did a sacrifice with that person. That's a possibility. I'm not saying that it was, but you know, that does happen. Where people are targets in this, you know, sacrificial killing. So,
okay. Well, she did write in and say it was just the energy of the combined people. So I guess there was no dead body there, but. Anyway, I think you were helpful there, Ron. Thank you so much for helping her out. And we're getting near the end of the show already, Ron. Is there anything else you'd like to say or cover before we go? And maybe we could do the mind-to-heart drop before we say goodbye.
Yeah, so we have the 8-hour call tomorrow, 10 o'clock Pacific, and that's 1 o'clock Eastern. And we have the expo in New York coming up, the New Life Expo. That starts on the 17th of October across from Penn Station, and it's at the Hotel Pennsylvania. So that's mind a heart drop, everybody. So dropping down, commanding your thoughts in your head, having your spirit do this. So it's going to command those thoughts and take them down into your heart where they're neutralized. So here we go. This gets rid of your monkey mind, and you're at peace. Only out of peace because you have thoughts running inside of your head. So here we go. Dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. So thank you, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And our next BBS program is Monday, and that's 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So we'll see you later. Bye,
Thanks,
everyone.
Thanks, Ron. Night, everyone.